you for the rest.
Let's go. Let's go.
Now you're tuned in to the best.
Y'all know the name.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more.
Podcast. Welcome to another interview, or I wouldn't call this an interview podcast. More or less, we're going to talk about streaming services and reboots. I know we've talked about this before in the past, and with me today is Bob Lament once again on the podcast.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. Busy,
happy
busy.
Happy holidays, I guess we should say, huh?
Yeah, happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you all, and this is our last episode of 2024. So
really,
yep. So I have this one's going up on the Sunday, which is the one that you guys are listening to now, and then next week is the one with Shane, because he's going to be interviewing me on my own podcast. He's going to be taking over as host for that one. That's going to be kind of fun. And then on Christmas Day, you guys have the Christmas special, and then that is it for us for 2024. Floor, so
another year
gone, right? This is scary, isn't it?
I don't know if it's scary.
It's just been a busy day.
I hope it's not scary. I mean, you know.
Yeah, true. That is true. So let's start with streaming services, and we've talked about this. I forget when did we do that?
A while ago. I mean, it's probably been maybe a year and 2 years.
Yeah, I think we did it earlier in the year. I think it was like.
Oh, was it earlier this year?
I think it was like January or something.
It's all flying by, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Too damn fast. Like really, way too fast.
Yeah.
So are streaming services taking over now these days?
Yeah, that's a simple question. Yeah, they have. I don't know why you would have anything else at this point. Everybody who was a major player in pre-streaming days is now a major player in streaming. Everybody's got their own streaming service, you know, Paramount, Disney. I think the only problem is we have fewer, right? So I think we had more major players back in the cable heyday than we do now in the streaming heyday. But hopefully that'll change, right? So,
right.
You know, we can only hope that you know, maybe there'll be the Chris Channel.
well, CBO, they'll be sure it's going to have a channel.
CBOTW
show,
network.
Yeah. No? I hope I said Entertainment Man. I think I did. Okay. All right. Never mind. Yeah, the CBO show is going to be going to, we'll have its own channel eventually. So it's, that's going to be pretty wicked on going back on YouTube again.
But the great thing about the streaming services is, I mean, honestly, we're all streaming services at this point. It's just, you know, some people have more money.
Yeah.
And can do more advertising and stuff. But I mean, you know, you got, they're all out there, and now basically it is what cable was in essence. I mean, if you've got, you know, it's not as many channels, right? But if you think about it, it's just kind of the same presentation. So you got to go to Peacock for one and Paramount for the other and Disney for the other.
Yeah.
And so you can't, you know, everything's not in one place yet, which is fine, but I don't know that it's cheaper, to be honest. I was just reading an article this morning about YouTube TV is raising their rates again.
I heard about that.
Yeah. And so I'm like, okay. So, you know, the whole idea behind streaming was that it was going to be more cost effective and cheaper for the customer, but that's never the case. They always say that, and then it never comes true. Basically, they started out cheaper, and now they're ratcheting up the prices, and so it's just as expensive as cable. I guess the only difference is it's on demand.
Yeah,
that's the difference.
Yeah, it's. I heard about that. I'm like, I was kind of looking it up, and I'm like, what is going on with YouTube now?
Do you have YouTube TV? I don't.
No, I don't.
I don't know I mean, I think, unfortunately, I think YouTube TV is going to be short-lived because it's just mimicking cable, right? So
right.
I think eventually, you know, over the next 5 years or something, that won't even be a thing. And that maybe that's why they're raising their rates, was because they got to make their money while they can, because they're not going to be around in 5 years. I mean, everything is on demand, really, at this point.
Yeah, exactly. And except Mike Rogers has... like our Rogers TV here. You know, we have everything on demand now. You can watch back old shows. Like, I can go to ctv.ca, for example. I think I mentioned that. I sent you a note. No, I think I commented on one of... Where was it? I don't remember. Oh, it might have been on the Crispy on the Web Media group, I think. You were mentioning... Mm-hmm. You posted something, and then I mentioned ctv.ca, and I...
Well, yeah, it was the quarter gas stuff is going to be on another service. That was what I posted, I think.
Yes. And I mentioned ctv.ca actually has it now. So,
yeah, right.
But I've been watching a lot of, like, even I've been watching on demand, like, Elsbeth is a show I just got into. High Potential is another show I got into recently, thanks to my friend Eric. You know, I've been getting into a lot of these different shows, and, like, there's so many different ones I've gotten into, like, 911. I've gotten into, what's the other one? I'm trying to remember. What it was called, but I forget. Like, Matlock is another one, which is like kind of like a spinoff.
The new Matlock, is that it?
Yeah, it's really good. Really good. You gotta love Kathy Bates. She's awesome. She's an awesome actress. But yeah, it's like it's so handy to have it, and especially on the TV. I can take my remote and say like Matlock, and it would pop up on me on my screen. So, which is great. The technology is really there now.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned that, so I've got a Fire Stick or whatever, and you can talk to the remote, and I'm trying to remember the so they had a little commercial, you know, one of their slideshow ads that goes at the top of the thing, and I think it was called Holiday Lane or something. This is, it says say Holiday Lane to get all of your holiday, you know, movies and television shows from Amazon, and I did that, and it could not understand what I was saying.
Yeah.
So it kept popping up all this other stuff.
I started swearing at mine, and it's like we will not tolerate this kind of language, blah 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 blah. I'm like, okay, whatever. I was just getting pissed off because it wasn't telling me. I was getting mad. I was getting pissed off the other day. I was trying to get Elsbeth? One of the shows I was watching. It might have been... Oh, it was Traders Canada. That was what it was. Because I was, you know, getting finished with Traders for the year. Canada? It's a reality TV show. And it's like a strategic kind of show. There's like... You have to have like challenge... You have the challenges where you can earn money. And then there's three people that are like traders, and so at the end of the show you will at the end of the first episode they will have like a round table it's like literally a round table, and then they will banish somebody from the manor, and then late that night the three traders actually go up into like a tower, and they actually murder somebody. It's like a murder mystery almost. It's pretty cool, but I was really happy. But can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I can hear myself now.
Okay, hang on a second.
But I wasn't. It just happened all of a sudden.
That better?
There you go. That's better.
I auto gain control kind of went. I kind of screwed around with too many things.
Oh, okay. So then I was hearing me in my own ears, which is kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't with the mixed minus. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah. That's what it's about, and it's really good, and I really enjoyed the season. I was really happy for Netta winning Traders Canada this year. So she played on Big Brother Canada season 2 and season 5. So, you know, she almost won season 2, but she did not win season 5. She got voted out halfway there. So that's kind of like redemption for her. And I was really happy. So, I was getting more and more pissed off, and it was showing like Traders UK, Traders USA, like Traders Canada. I was starting to yell at it. It's like I was just getting more and more mad. It's just
I think that it can be good, but I think that it the problem is it's not consistent. So a long time ago, probably at least, gosh, I don't know, 8 years ago or more, I had an Apple TV box.
Yeah.
And you could talk to the remote on that one. And I found that if I talked like a robot, it would understand me. But if I talked normally, it wouldn't. And so whenever I would talk to the remote, I would talk like this. And then it would find everything for me. My kids thought it was hilarious because when I wanted to get something, I would switch over my voice and be like, you know, Traders Canada, and then it would find it. But if I talked normally, it would be like, you know, do you want, you know, Trading Spaces? I'm like, no.
Jeez. Oh, boy.
So, I mean, the problem, I think, with the technology at this point is just the variance in our voices, mm-hmm. because everybody doesn't speak with the same accent or cadence. And and so it's hard for that adjustment, I think, because it's not an extremely complicated device. Basically, whenever you talk to your remote, you know, it actually goes to a server mm-hmm. somewhere in the world and gets interpreted. It's not interpreted at the location because the chipsets and all these things are very rudimentary compared to, you know, your computer.
Yeah.
And so it all gets streamed to a central location where it gets interpreted and then sent back off the internet. So, you know, until it gets a little more local, I think they're still going to have issues with interpretation. But given that, I mean, it is really, really cool. I mean,
it is.
You can't deny it that it's really fun to do that. But honestly, for the most part, I don't use the voice thing because of the fact that it's not that great. I mean, I would say it's much better than it was, but it's still, you know, probably only hovering around 50-60% when you do stuff. So, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other thing is it's kind of skewed, right? So mm-hmm. we're talking about the big players versus the small players in this streaming thing. And I mean, it's all skewed towards the popular stuff. And essentially, I believe that they set up all this software for it to understand what the popular things are and not so much for things that aren't popular or aren't as well known. And so it's still a kind of a skewed system. You know, we would hope mm-hmm. the idea behind the internet is that it was a level the playing field. That's how you and I get to do shows, right? Because we, mm-hmm. you know, 20 years ago or, you know, less actually, 15 years mm-hmm. ago, it was really hard to do a show on your own. So you have to, it was just so expensive and take such time. And nowadays, you know, everybody can do stuff. And that's what I think the internet's supposed to do. And so it'll be interesting to see how that applies. There was a thing, and I can't remember the name of it now, but I looked into it, where you could make your own streaming channel, right? So basically, you could take, you could link to your YouTube account or whatever, Rumble or YouTube. Mm-hmm. And then set up a schedule for the videos to play, and
really?
You'd have your own streaming channel.
Huh.
But I mean, you can do that on YouTube as well. But it was interesting. But I mean, it would stream to Roku. I think it would stream to Fire Stick and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. I mean, it's all coming. There'll be, you know, we're gonna have to adapt our language because podcast is not gonna translate to whatever that becomes, right? So
right.
you know, when you have your own streaming channel, it's not gonna be called a podcast. Anymore. And actually, we're almost out of the podcast word anyway because everybody's doing video.
Yeah.
And so, you know, vidcast, nobody likes that. Like mm-hmm. vidcast, I don't know.
I never heard of vidcast before.
Yep, and that's what I'm saying. If you want to, that's the new word, right? So we're going to call ourselves vidcast?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think it'll catch on. So as technology changes, we have to change with it. So we're going to have to come up with a new terminology to describe what we're doing because we're basically you and I are doing exactly what the networks are doing on a much lower budget.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you have content, it's available on demand.
Mm-hmm.
You do live things. You do channels where they're just back to back to back to back. I mean, it's all there. It's just instead mm-hmm. of having a, you know, corporation or conglomerate running it, you just have a couple of people. But it's essentially you're providing the same type of services. And so it'll be interesting to see as we move forward how that works.
Yeah,
And see what people do with it. I mean, it's, you know, who knows? The future's still out there. We still got to see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. No, I totally agree. And I know there's pros and cons to it, and like it's just like the problem, like you said, like I'm trying to think, is like there's so many different services out there too now. Like it's just like you have to pay like for one and then another and another and another. It's just like crazy. Like it's really,
it is crazy. I mean, if you think about, like, I don't remember, like, what did cable cost? Do you recall? Do you still pay for cable at all?
Yeah, we do. We have Rogers.
How much is it per month, you know?
I have no clue. maybe 150, 200 and something, maybe.
Okay.
But...
Let's say it's 150, right? So $100 a month in 10 months, that's what? $1,500, right? Mm-hmm. So 12 months, that another 300. So that's $1,800. Let's say $2,000. Well, streaming services... You know, depending on what you get, are around $25 a month. So, you know, if you get four streaming services, you're up to cable.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, it's, and there's more than four. Mm-hmm. I mean, the big ones, if we wanted to name them off, would be, you know, Prime, Disney Plus,
Netflix,
Paramount Plus, Peacock Plus,
Netflix.
Netflix, right? So there's five already. So we're already over the price of cable.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and then there's Apple and Hulu. Well, Hulu kind of got rolled into Disney here lately, which I'm glad about.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's just so many. And then it's just ridiculous. So now you're, you know, you're looking at, you know, $3,500 a year or something if you want to have, if you want to have all of the things available, which is outrageous.
It is. Is.
And they'll still have ads on it.
Like YouTube is getting bad with the... Well, I'm glad this is not on YouTube, so they can't boot me off for, you know, putting down their ads. But I mean, like, YouTube ads are getting bad. Twitch is getting bad with ads, too. Like, I watched a streamer. I'm not going to say their name, but I mean, I was just... I was lurking. I was kind of logged out of my Twitch account. I usually tend to do that a lot. I kind of log out of the Twitch, and I just kind of ghost the or lurk on the channel around the site. But I mean, the ads are getting bad. Like, this one streamer, they actually put, like, they kept having ad after, and they're like they have a subscriber thing where you can subscribe for, like, ad free. You can, you know, have certain emotes and all that. But I mean, still, they kept running ads constantly, and that was, it's so annoying, you know. Like, you want to watch their show, but they keep running freaking ads. It's like, okay, that's enough, right? Like, I want to listen to your show. Enough.
I mean, you can tolerate a little bit, right? Because you're getting something for free, so you're willing to tolerate a little bit. But yeah, I think they overdo it. I mean, there's now as many ads on the streamers if you don't pay the premium price than there is on television. And the whole idea was to kind of get away from that model and get onto a new model. But now they've backpedaled back into the advertising model. I think, oh, obviously they make more money. That's really what it's all about. But
it is.
Unfortunately. But, you know, we're trying to move forward, not move backwards. So let's do that.
Exactly. I totally agree. So, but, you know, it's all about the all money dollar, right?
Yeah.
I always say that.
I guess so.
Yep. It's about the money in the end. Now, this is pretty interesting. This just happened. When did it happen? Like a month ago, I think. Almost a month ago. As you guys know, I'm a big Maple Leafs fan. I'm a big sports fan. I like, you know, the baseball and all that, and the hockey. Actually, the Leafs, now they play on a Monday. They are actually going to be on Amazon Prime.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now they're putting sports onto Amazon Prime. So I'm like, I always thought it would always stay, you know, TV shows, movies, and whatnot. But I guess not, right? It's just
right. No. Yeah. Well, that was the big thing. So when professional sports moved over to streaming, as all of them are doing now, I mean, that's the death knell for broadcast right there.
It is. Yeah. So
that's it. I mean, what's the point, right? The reason they did was because everybody's over there, right? That's where everybody gets stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's where everybody watches. They watch on streaming. They don't watch on television anymore. So broadcast television. So they, you know,
it sounds like they
have to go where the people are.
Exactly. And I think they're going to be moving a lot of the sports over to the streaming services eventually. I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. And that's going to really, 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 really hurt, you know, the revenue for the sports, especially. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, watching on TV, they get money from the broadcast, I'm sure, and whatnot. So it's just, it's going to hurt them. But, and they're going to not get as many people, too, because people will not want to go over to Amazon Prime. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, that's, they can still do both. I mean, there's no, yeah. But what they used to do is do exclusive rights. So they do exclusive broadcast rights for the various networks. Mm-hmm. And so now they'll do exclusive streaming rights, and then they have the ability, because they separate, right? So they separate broadcast from streaming. So they can say, well, we have exclusive streaming rights on Peacock, and then they can sell the broadcast rights to somebody else. So, you know, it's just...
Yeah,
it's just, you know, more money basically. So, but I mean, from the interesting, you know, thing about all that is that, again, they're not changing the model. They're just adapting the old model and putting it into the new format. And so, mm-hmm. you know, it'd be much, we're supposed to make progress, you know, we're supposed to be doing interesting things. And so I would hope that they'd start changing something up a little bit rather than just mimicking, you know, this is the same way it was in the 50s and the 60s. I mean, we're almost going to be 80 years from that, and we're still doing the same stuff for media, which doesn't make any sense. I mean, mm-hmm. it's broadened, but it's not necessarily shot off into new directions yet.
Yeah. And back then, like back in the 50s and all that, like there was only one channel, practically only one channel in the 40s and 50s, and that was CBC, which is still existing up here, too, because we still have the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. I think. Yeah, something like that, yeah. But mm-hmm. that's been around forever, like, and I hope it never goes away, but that's where I get my Family Feud Canada and all that with Jerry D. So it's kind of, I'm a big Family Feud fan. I've got used to the U.S. I love the U.S. and then the U.S. one, and then the Canadian version too, so it's pretty cool. But
who's the host in Canada?
Jerry D.
Okay, I'm not familiar.
I'll send you some a link on him.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's funny. He kind of pulled a practical joke and called his wife on I'll send you the YouTube link to that. That's pretty funny. He pulled a fast one and had his wife on the show via phone. That was pretty funny. But but yeah, CBC's been around forever, and they kind of branched out now too. They have CBC, they have CBC Gem, I think it's called. I don't know a lot about it, but like that's another kind of like a side thing that they have added to it. So it's like they're branching out, I guess, so to speak.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, it'd be interesting to see. So the, you know, obviously the difference between streaming and broadcast is just gets sent out over the air, and if you just have an antenna, you can pick it up. Mm-hmm. Whereas streaming, there's an intermediary, right? So it gets sent on the internet, and you have to have some type of internet connectivity in order to pick it up. Mm-hmm. And so, and then also your internet connectivity, if you live, you know, out in the middle of nowhere, may not be very good. So you might not be able to watch stuff. So it'll be interesting to see, because the whole point of broadcast television, when it was kind of brought to fruition, mm-hmm. especially when you're talking about, you know, Canada, because CBC is a pseudo-governmental television station, right? It's not totally private, is that you had to reach everybody. And you can't reach everybody currently on streaming because of the folks who live in remote places. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have broadcasts for quite some time, but basically I think the quality and diversity of broadcast is going to just keep diminishing until such time that they you know, basically have a more foolproof system to have the internet reach remote people.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's what Skylink is trying to do, Elon Musk, but he controls it, right? So that needs to be mm-hmm. something that is a little more open.
Yeah.
I don't know. For pushing, so the interesting thing is I'm surprised that nobody is doing anything with using broadcast television signals to push internet to people. And then, so the hard part about the internet is a two-way street, right? So you have uploads and downloads. So you could push through the broadcast signal to people, but then when they come back to you, it could be slower. And they've done some things like that with Hughes Satellite and some of those things. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they haven't done anything on the broadcast spectrum yet to try to do that.
Yeah.
But we'll see. So what kind of reboots are you worried about coming on here?
And that's a good segue, because we're going to talk about that. So reboots, I have mixed feelings on reboots, you know? No.
Which one are you worried about right now? Which is the one that concerns you? All of them, or is there one in particular?
Well, one that's actually just finished, its 12-year run, Big Brother Canada, and, you know, I've been concerned it might never come back. It could come back. Big Brother Canada, the reality TV show, has been on the air since 2013. It was really good until they started taking away the live feed feature, and like they, you know, the network, you know, cut a lot of stuff out. And I think it comes down to money too, because I think they said that they couldn't just budget it whatsoever. And you gotta remember too, like, because I heard Corus Entertainment wasn't doing very well. Like, you know, they're losing money. They're not making the money that they used to make, right? So it's just, that was one of the big reasons why, you know, Big Brother Canada, you know, got canceled, was that. And it was a big money thing. And Corus was kind of readjusting everything. And, you know, a lot of people are losing their jobs and all that. So, but you never know. They can reboot, though. Like, it may not be on global TV up here, right? Mm-hmm. So it could be, you know, CTV, could be on Slice, it could be anywhere too, like, but I don't know. Like, my concern is, when is it gonna happen? Is it gonna happen? We don't know, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, that's one of those things that will be up to the, they'll do like the McRib or whatever, they'll let it go away for a while, and they'll bring it back for a limited time.
Exactly.
Just to get people interested again. I mean, that's the hard part, is to get everybody interested in something that's happening. I think that's gotten harder and harder over time, because you have so many avenues for people to explore, where, you know, before you had, what, you know, three channels or something, and then you know, you could watch whatever was on. But now it's infinite. I mean, there's so much stuff out there. It's hard to get a big audience, which is what you need to be super profitable, which is what they want.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, I think they need to change the model. They need to think about what they're trying to accomplish. And I think there are ways to accomplish it. It's just a matter of figuring out the right, you know, combination of things. I thought you were going to talk about, like, you know, movie reboots or something.
I don't know if there is such thing as movie reboots, really. No, like, there's like TV shows.
Spider-Man's been rebooted 3 times.
Oh, that's true. That. Yeah. I don't think I've ever.
Different Spider-Man.
I don't think I've seen some of the new ones. I've seen 1, 2, and 3, like the one with Tobey Maguire.
Right.
That was it.
Well, then you got 2 with Andrew Garfield, and then now you've got 3 with, or 2 with a third one coming with Tom Holland, right?
So. Yeah, and they got Batman's been rebooted.
Right, Batman. How many Batman we have now?
And they did the Supergirl. They did the Supergirl.
Just in our lives.
Exactly. They did the Supergirl TV show reboot. Like, that was back in the 80s.
Supergirl movie, did you know that?
No, Supergirl, the TV show with Melissa Benoist was in it.
There was a movie before that, did you know?
Was it a movie?
There was a movie earlier.
Okay, let me look it up.
There was a Supergirl movie with Helen Slater. She was Supergirl.
Now
you didn't know this.
Yeah.
I'm throwing you now. You gotta tick.
Yep, there we go.
IMDb.
I'm going to have to go and watch that.
Well, it's older, but yeah. I mean, there was, yeah. So, and Superman, again, has been at least
a lot.
3 times in well, and then the TV shows, so 5 times.
Yeah. I think they did a TV show, I think, version. I don't know if it's still on. I'm just kind of looking at, see if I know any of the actors, but I do not. Is that Peter O'Toole, I've heard of.
Yeah. Supergirl was older. I think it's in the late 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm putting it in. It kind of pops up. And they had, like, the Lois and Clark was kind of like a little side tangent of Superman as well. Like, there was so many different things. They had, like, cartoons too.
Yeah. Oh, well, cartoons. There's so many you can't even count them with superheroes. But what reboots would you not want to see if there's a reboot of something that you like, that you're like, oh, I hope they don't reboot that.
I don't know. Like, I've enjoyed all of them so far. Like, you know, they rebooted.
Well, Back to the Future, they talked about rebooting Back
no,
to the
that
Future.
No, that one I won't, because they should leave it. They should leave it. And
see, that one you perked up. You're like, what? No, no, they can't do that one.
No, they should leave the damn thing as it is.
Well, it's a cartoon, Back to the Future cartoon. Why not?
Oh, is it going to be a cartoon?
No, maybe. There was.
There was? Now I'm going to have to look that up now. I'm going to have to go and check it out. But that, I think,
so
well.
Why Back to the, so this is a debate I've seen online more than one place. So why don't you want them to redo Back to the Future?
I think it's just the storyline should just end with the third movie. Like, it kind of ends with the dog kind of, you know, trailing off in his steam engine kind of like a time machine. And I think it should stay at where it was back in, what year would that come out? 90, I think? Back to the Future.
Yeah, in the 90s. Yeah, I can't remember what year exactly. But
early 90s, yeah.
Or like 92, I think, maybe.
I think it was either 90 or 91.
Yeah, but why not reboot it? I mean, you could do them all over again, the same three movies again with a new person, new actors.
True, but it wouldn't be the same. That's the one thing I...
It can be better, though. The special effects are better. I mean, it could be.
True, but... And my argument still is that the producer doesn't want to touch it. Like, they said they'll never reboot it. They'll never do another movie.
They say that all the time. You know that's not true.
That's true, yeah.
But, I mean, why is that one so special compared to, like, Batman and Superman and, you know, even... I mean, in essence, Star Wars was rebooted. If you're watching not the prequels, but the sequels. Mm-hmm. So the original three, you know, the three that came here recently are all kind of just rehashes of the original Star Wars. For the most part. But I mean, you know, why is that so sacred? Why is Back to the Future such a sacred, you know, cow in this whole reboot idea?
It's such a iconic movies too. Like, you know, it's just a classic 80s movie. You know, it's just, I just feel like they shouldn't just not touch it, and, you know, just keep the classic, you know, just keep it as the classics 80s kind of show.
I know, but it'll still exist. Yeah. It just won't, you know, maybe they call it something else. Maybe they call it, you know.
Yeah, they could.
In the Future.
In the Future,
Back,
yeah.
In the Future. But I don't see why they wouldn't do it, to be honest. I mean, that storyline is not, it's been redone in other ways, right? Mm-hmm. So there's been, I mean, even Harry Potter went back in time to change things in one of the movies. I can't remember which one it was now off the top of my head, but Half-Blood Prince, I think it was. But anyway, that whole idea is not different and has been done many different ways. Mm. So why do people have this affection for Back to the Future being untouchable, unredoable? I would say, well, now you're going to, maybe you'll jump in on this, but I would say it's because of Michael J. Fox and the fact that he can't redo it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's incapable right now because of his illness to redo it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what, so you mark my words, this is going to sound horrible, Chris, but after he passes away, they will remake Back to the Future.
I won't be watching it. I won't be watching it. You know, I'm the big Michael J. Fox. Wasn't he also in the TV show too? Wasn't he Blossom? No, it wasn't Blossom. I forget what it was.
No, he was in Family Ties.
Family Ties, yeah. But
I'm saying that I think the only reason, and I know obviously Robert Zemeckis and I can't remember the writer's name, but the writers say, Spielberg. we're never gonna do a reboot. But again, once these folks move on from this world, they'll reboot Back to the Future, almost guaranteed.
Yeah,
because it's too big of a franchise for them not to say we got to make some more money out. Your shoulders dropped. You were so heartbroken when I said when Michael J. Fox passes away.
Yeah.
You're like, Bob, you're such a jerk for saying that. He's never going to die.
Oh, he will someday, but how old would he?
Well, earlier than you think because of his illness. Parkinson's disease is no joke.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I've seen them do a lot of different stuff. The anniversary, I think, of the movies, they had, what's his name, Christopher Lloyd. That's another one that's getting up there now, too.
Right, yeah. Now he's really old. He just looked old from before, but now he's really old.
Yeah, but you never know, too. They could even somehow tie in, what's her name? The one that played the mom, the actress, I'm trying to remember her name.
Leah Thompson.
Yeah, Leah Thompson. They could always tie her in there because she's not as old, right?
I mean, they could easily do, because if you remember from the first one to the second one, in the second movie, Doc shows up and says, Marty, it's about your kids, you know, and then they hop in and they take off, right? And
yeah.
It was a whole, they could continue that forever.
Yeah.
It could be kids, it could be relatives, it could be, you know, whatever. I mean, the storyline that they created is infinite.
Yeah.
But they've only got three movies, so.
Yeah, you just saw me perk up, like, yeah. I just remember that. Because if I remember, the son was like a crook or something. He got himself in trouble.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah.
They could do something like that. He could, you know, go back to jail or something. Or like,
I mean, they could do, they went back to the Old West because it was kind of fun.
It was,
and
yeah.
They could go anywhere. I mean, the whole idea is they could run up and down the lineage of the McFlys and jump into any point they want to.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, I think there's a musical. They made a musical for Back to the
Future. I didn't know
it's
that.
On Broadway. Yeah.
I never knew that. Wow.
So why not?
I'm learning something new
every
today.
Every time anybody talks about this, you know, there's always, oh no, we can't touch Back to the Future. My gosh, it's like, you know, it'd be like, you know.
Yeah. It's
cooking baby seals or something if we did that. We can't be doing that.
Well, like the movie High School Musical, they did a musical. I went to see it. It was good. It was different on stage compared to the movie, but still, it was good.
Yeah. So I can see it, though. Back to the Future. I'll predict it here, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
You can write this prediction down. As soon as Michael J. Fox passes away, within 5 years, there'll be a sequel. There'll be a reboot of Back to the Future.
Yeah. It'll be Back to the Future 4, whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. To me, it really is amazing how they come up with new ideas, especially because now they've been rebooting a lot of other, sorry, I'm segueing into a little tangent here, but you know, Frasier just came back too,
right,
and they're going into their third season.
Right, I haven't watched that yet. Maybe I will. I haven't sat down with, I did watch Frasier originally.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
But I haven't watched the new version. And to be honest with you, I'm not as interested, you know, because it's not the same people. It's basically the only person that's the same. Well, no, actually, that's not right. So Frasier's there, Roz is there.
But dad's not there, right?
Niles is not there. Yeah. And obviously, his father has passed away, so he's not there.
Yeah.
But no, the funny thing is the I've not watched the show, but I've seen, you know, pictures of who's in it. But the other main character in there is a British actor who was in a show called Only Fools and Horses, which was a huge show in Great Britain.
Yeah.
And he's on Frasier now, which I find incredibly weird because but the weird story about that is Only Fools and Horses was such a phenomenon back in the 80s, but he won't do anymore. He won't do it again. He says, no, I'm not going to do any more of those, which is weird because now he's on Frasier, which I think is, I don't know, it's just odd to me.
Yeah.
He's like Back to the Future people. He's like, we're never going to do another Only Fools and Horses.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched that show, it's really funny, but
I'll
it's
check
older.
That out. Yeah.
So you have to watch it's older style with comedy and stuff.
It's like Rowan Atkinson. Like people said, Mr. Bean is never coming back. But look at what happened. Like they did the TV series and then they did the first movie. Then years and years later, they did the second Mr. Bean movie. So, you know, anything is possible.
And he does he did a cartoon with Mr. Bean.
Yes,
too.
And he's still going at it too, I think.
Yeah.
Let me see. Mr. Bean TV show. Oh, no, not TV show. Cartoon. I believe they might be still going. Oh, yep, there we go. Another revival was announced, set to release in 2025 on ITV at United Kingdom and Cartoonito in Europe. So they're still going at it. Like,
yeah, well, there you go.
And the series is how old now? Almost 90 to now, it'd be like 35 years almost.
Right, 35 years.
It's not like it's that hard for him to do it either, because it's just voice acting, right?
But he doesn't even say anything. As Mr. V makes noises.
Yeah. Yeah.
He probably just did all that one day and they just keep reusing it.
Now you're going to want me to do I'm going to end up doing a recap on Mr. Bean in the new year now. You just got me into it.
Well, there's only like 6 or 8 Mr. Bean episodes or something. It's really
in the real life, yeah.
Yeah.
But then I want to get into the cartoons eventually too.
Right. The cartoons more, but the live action stuff from way back when has not got many episodes, hardly at all.
Yeah, I wish they did more. Like, I really, really wish they did more, but...
Maybe it's best. I don't know. You remember those, and
yeah,
and they're quality over quantity. So
yeah,
maybe that's better.
Yeah, and actually, fun story. It's actually my brother got me into Mr. Bean. He introduced me to it was the TV show first. Then he got me into the movie.
He watched Johnny English, which is his James Bond ripoff.
Yeah, he kind of has that Mr. Bean-isms in him a little bit sometimes.
Yeah,
like his grumble. His grunts is it's just like, yep, there's Mr. Bean right there.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
But Rowan Atkinson's pretty awesome. And even when he played Rico Pollini on Rat Race, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, Rat Race.
I wish they did a sequel to that one. That was funny.
He was in the second Scooby-Doo movie as well.
Was he really?
He was a bad guy. Yeah. Yeah.
He was actually in the Willy Wonka movie last year. He played a bishop. I think a priest.
Oh, yeah.
It was just he's a crook. It was a crooked priest, actually.
Crooked priest.
Yeah, I'm thinking, that's Rowan Atkinson. They put him in the most craziest, you know, thing ever. But it's amazing. Now, our Canadian entertainment is a lot different. You know, shows up here don't last long as you know anywhere else, like U.S. etc. Right? It's just, you know, we're completely different from you guys. We're like, everyone's different. So, but and I think it's the fact that we do not have, you know, we don't have as many people here in Canada, because obviously U.S. is a lot bigger than Canada. We know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but you know, still there's been shows like Degrassi's been on since like what, the 70s. They had the kids at Degrassi Street. Big Brother Canada did 12. I think Amazing Race Canada is going on to their 10th or 11th season next year, the upcoming year. It's just, you know, still we have done really well regardless. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's really good. Now, here's a question for you. Mm-hmm. Now, reboots, do they, why do they exist?
Why do they exist?
Yeah.
We've been talking about it.
Make
more money for the companies.
Yeah. Okay, never mind that.
I think there's two factors. So they mm-hmm. exist for obvious reasons, for the money, but also for people want to see stuff. I mean, they want to see them again. And mm-hmm. You have a fond memory. So if you grew up watching Star Wars, you want to see other Star Wars things because you really enjoyed it originally, like Back to the Future and so forth. And so you just wanted to continue on, just like anything, right?
Yeah.
So
exactly.
I think that's the other reason. It's kind of a nostalgia, but also in the sense that you want to see those characters do something else.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, there's the reboot Murphy Brown didn't even last long. I noticed like it didn't do as good as it used to do, as it did in the 90s. Yeah.
Sometimes you can't recapture the magic, though. I mean, that's mm-hmm. what happens.
Exactly.
So, yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, I think that you have a better chance rebooting if it's different.
Yeah.
If it's similar characters but different, or same characters, or you have new actors who inhabit the characters. And sometimes it doesn't work. I mean, the Solo movie for Star Wars just was a failure because everybody loved Harrison Ford as Han Solo and not mm-hmm. the new guy.
Yeah.
And I think they just misstepped and they just didn't pick the right person, because the actor mm-hmm. who played Han Solo was not as charismatic as Harrison Ford was as Han Solo. And the other thing is that Han Solo wasn't the star of Star Wars. He was Luke Skywalker is the star.
Yeah.
Right? He's the main character. And so you really needed to do a Han Solo movie where he wasn't, you know, where there was other people who were just as important, you know.
Yeah.
He's not a character that stands. I mean, he has an interesting story, but he's not the main character. So,
yeah.
You know, I think that's where that failed. for that movie is they just didn't have the right actor, and you know, and then people just didn't. It's like, there's still too much connection to Harrison Ford at that time, because I mean, he's still working. I mean, the guy's 80 some years old, he's still working.
Yeah, he just,
I don't know why, he's a bazillionaire, why does he still need to work, but whatever.
True, that's true. And
are you gonna be working when you're 85 years old, Chris, doing
probably
this?
I'll probably pull a Bob Barker. Which actually yesterday, on the 12th, for those listening on the Sunday on this, but Bob Barker would have turned 100, actually.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Come on down. He didn't even say that. Everybody remembers that, but he didn't even say it.
Yeah, it was Johnny.
That was Roddy and Johnny Olsen.
Yeah, Johnny Olsen. He was the...
Come on down.
I like Johnny Olsen. And Roddy was always the colorful one, but even though that show is still going, it's just incredible.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I think. Well,
I haven't watched it in years, to be honest. I haven't watched it since Bob Barker was on it, probably.
Yeah, I stopped watching it after Bob Barker. I like Drew Carey, but you know, I just haven't found the time to tape it and watch it every morning, every day. So, but even game shows have been rebooted. Family Feud, Family Feud was rebooted. Press Your Luck was rebooted. The Pyramid.
Hollywood Squares.
Yeah. So even game shows got rebooted too. So
yeah, everything does. Anything that's popular or successful is in line for a reboot. I think here maybe that's the problem, Chris. Mm-hmm. Maybe in order to get more popular, you need to stop your show and then reboot it.
Well, maybe someone will take over Entertainment Man when I'm gone. Maybe my niece and nephew will take over.
No, you can just reboot it yourself. You're just like, okay, and then just go away for, it's just like the McRib. Yeah. Go away for a couple months and then come back. Okay, we rebooted.
Well, actually, this show is kind of a reboot of the Entertainment Man talk show back on YouTube back in the day. So
there you go.
So it is kind of technically
you're rebooted already.
Yeah, and I'm what, 39 now, so it's just, you know. But I hope to keep going until this show. I would like to keep going until I'm like 65 at least. That's a lot of seasons to come. That's for sure.
I hear you.
But there's one rebooted show. The Conners, actually, I lost interest because, well, they obviously, you know, what's her name? The one that, Roseanne, yeah. She got fired and all that controversy that went on with her. You know, it's just, I was turned off by all the drama on that. So I was like, nope, I'm done. So, but here's a question for you. What reason do you think they need to do a reboot?
I think, you know... Other than money, I think the other thing is just interest. So people, you know, are interested in the characters coming back or seeing where they're at later in their life or something. And I think that's really the big thing. I mean, it's interesting. I'm trying to think in the, you know, at least in what I can remember, recent memory or something. Is there a reboot that did better than the original? You know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's a good question. I can't remember off the top of my head if there's something that's been rebooted that was way more popular and better, more loved than its original work, you know?
I'm trying to think here. I don't know. That's a hard
because
one.
Typically, reboots, you know, do well, but they don't do as well as whatever they're coming from. So, you know, that's kind of the negative part of the reboot. I guess, I don't know. I mean, I'd still, like, using Spider-Man, which we started with here, I don't know that the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies have made more money, possibly.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they're any more popular, because whenever they first came out with Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, I mean, that was a phenomenon.
It was.
Everybody wanted to see it or had seen it more than once, and it became a whole thing.
Yeah.
Whereas the latest adventures of Spider-Man are kind of just part of that Marvel, you know, conglomerate now. You know, they mix in with everything. So it's interesting, you know, that it's still very popular, but I don't know that it overshadows the original popularity of the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny how that's how we talk about it? Oh, it's the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man or the, and then unfortunately the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man's just totally got overshadowed by everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, you can hardly remember that he was even Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly. And like even the like even Batman's been rebooted like so many times too. Like it's like yeah, like the 1966 version. But some of these shows the reboots and then you got the originals. But a lot of that starts with the cartoons too, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, a lot of
these... but I think you're talking to, I don't know if we can use it. It's not like apples and oranges. So cartoons and live action and movies at the time are all different. Now in the age of streaming, it's all kind of the same, right?
Yeah.
So but in the age of the separation between, you know, cartoons, live action and the television and movies, they all kind of seem separated. And so I would say Michael Keaton Batman was way more popular than the Adam West Batman, but Adam West's show was a TV show and Michael Keaton's was a movie. And so between those, you don't really compare them the same way.
Yeah. I'm still all for Adam West. Adam West and Burt Ward. That's classic.
I'm trying to think of my Adam West impersonation. The only thing I remember impersonate Adam West for was when he did a voice on Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
The Weaky Tiki. He was the Weaky Tiki guy.
And Adam West actually appeared on The Simpsons like twice, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bart, it's Batman. He's like, Bart's like, that's not Batman. Adam West's like, yes, I am. So it was cool. They had Adam West in there. So, do you think they're going to do we have the cartoon version of Quarter of Gas. I guess that is a bit of a reboot, so to speak.
It doesn't feel like a reboot as much as a continuation.
Yeah.
Because they didn't.
True.
They didn't tell an origin story again. Like, Batman origin story has been told like 10 times or something, it seems like. But Quarter of Gas, they just were there in cartoon form. So,
Do you think they're going to do a reboot of the live action?
No. Who knows? But I doubt it.
Yeah.
I don't know that it was... it would be great. I think it might be great. The thing is that it all depends, right? So I think that's a little tougher because it's not like... Comic book heroes are a little easier to reboot because it's more about the action and so forth, whereas something like Corner Gas or Seinfeld or even Frasier is hard.
Mm-hmm.
We did reboot, but it's about the characters. And so you have to have some kind of connecting to that character. I mean, who else is going to play Hank on Corner Gas? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to be really tough for them to fill those shoes with new actors that are going to be have the chemistry that those folks. That's the hard part.
Yeah. Well, at least that one won't be touched compared to all this reboot crap that's going on
Future. You Back to the Future. There's no way they're going to reboot Corner Gas.
Yeah.
Ever.
When I'm like 70 or 80 years old, they're going to reboot it. I'm like, really? I talked about this with Bob like 20, 30, 40 years ago. Like, really?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So one last question, because I do need to go, because I do have another call, another podcast to record for the following week. Busy, yeah. I tell you. What do you think of shows like Law & Order, reality TV shows, etc., crossing the border, or, you know, even going all around the world? Like, it doesn't matter where it is. It just, what do you think of it, and why?
I think it's great. I mean, I'm, you know, kind of more of a fan of international television than maybe some folks are. So, but I think that it's great because then you kind of get to see all these different parts of the world that maybe you won't get to see in person.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it also is interesting because there's, even though, you know, it's kind of a smaller world than it ever has been, there's a lot of differences in the way people handle things. And so it's kind of nice, even with these procedurals, to see how they do things. So for instance, just to give you, and this isn't a Law and Order or anything, but I watched, there's a show on Netflix called Black Doves, a new show on Netflix, but it obviously was made in Europe. It's made in London.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a kind of a spy show. But to me, it's interesting to watch how the British handle a spy show as opposed to the Americans. Yes, there's some shootouts and there's some action and everything. But to me, it's always hilarious because they're always so polite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas in America, you might have the bad guy and the good guy have a face-off and they're cursing at each other and you know, just being rude. In Britain, it's all very, very polite.
Yeah.
Oh, pardon. We have to take you into MI5 for some questioning. And, you know, here it'd be like, hey, sucker, stop your ass or I'm going to shoot you in the head. You know, so it's much different to see. And so I think with those procedurals, you'd get that same kind of flavor. flavor. So yeah. That's what I like.
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, I think I've mentioned this probably in the past on Past Entertainment Man with you. I've actually watched, like, reality TV shows from other countries. I'm thinking, wow, this is so much different from what we're used to over here, you know, across the pond and all that. It's just so amazing. Like,
I find it hilarious that there's a lot of detective shows in Great Britain, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot in Scandinavia, so like Norway, yeah. Finland, Sweden. They love detective shows.
Yeah.
Which way more than I think we do here in the States.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is weird. If you watch them, it's all very interesting.
It is. So where can they find you on social media, website for Static Radio?
Oh, sure. So you can always come and listen at staticradio.com or at Static Radio on most of the socials. I try to get it as much as I can, but, you know, Blue Sky it came out of nowhere and somebody else got Static Radio. So I have Static Radio podcast on Blue Sky because, I mean, everybody, it was a land rush to get your name on Blue Sky. So
yeah, I'm glad I got mine though. But I'm at 12 followers on there already.
Oh, good. Fantastic.
A lot of my Twitter people, or a lot of my ex-Twitter people have come over to Blue Sky. So that's pretty cool. I got all that.
Static Radio or Static Radio podcast is where you can find us.
Staticradio.com as well. And go check them out. They've got some awesome shows. I lurk. I do a lot of lurking. So I'm there.
You're a lurker?
Okay. Yeah, I'm a lurker. I don't say much, but I do lurk from time to time. And I'm always on YouTube. So I'm always pops out like, oh, I'm going to click it on. I have you on my tab. I'm doing stuff here in the studio. So it's pretty awesome.
Today I just released a show called A Conversation with Dan from Based on a True Story podcast. So I did a talk with him and it came out today. So you can go listen to that. He does an interesting show about how how true stories are portrayed in the media.
Yeah.
So it's
That might be an interesting topic to talk about down the road too. We know
he's a nice guy. Dan Lefebvre.
Yeah.
I don't know how you say his name. It's Lefebvre. It's a French name like mine.
I was listening to that. I was really interested. It was really, really, really interesting. I really enjoyed that one. Yeah, I want to thank you for coming on, Bob, and I look forward to the Quartercast podcast. It's gonna happen whether, you know, podcast.com does not like it or not, because I'm still having issues with that platform. We are gonna still do it. CrispyOnTheWeb.com, YouTube, we're gonna still do it. I am not backing down on this podcast because, you know, well, I'm not giving up. I'm not gonna let I'm not gonna let them drag me down, and we're gonna figure it out. And I want to wish you a very, you know, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Bob, and look forward to next year. And
you as well. And I hope goes nicely. And and take care and stay warm. And we'll
cold.
See you in the new year, hopefully with some corner gas.
Can't wait.
All the corner gas goodness.
Yeah, little micro episodes, like 10, 15 minutes each. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yep.
As always, if you are new to the podcast, please do follow the podcast. I keep wanting to say subscribe, but we're not on YouTube. But follow, always a good way to know when a new episode drops, which is typically every Sunday. Fair warning again, there is 2 more episodes left. So after that, we'll be off air for like 2 weeks, a week and a half, 2 weeks on the break. And you can follow Crispy on the Web on Facebook, X, aka Twitter, Instagram, TikTok at Crispy on the Web. And I will see you guys next week for the last episode of the season of Entertainment Podcast. Bye for now.
Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio show produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.